Stop! Listen, it's me, Magda Lopez. Welcome to my PC. That will never be passé. What's the latest, what's the greatest, what's the most raw right here? You've just arrived. Aw, fuck me. You've just arrived at your final destination. Live from the bottom of my heart, this podcast is everything you've never expected. I'm going to sign my name across the airwaves by daring to be different. Muchos arigatos. I live in Miami, Florida. Every other restaurant is Cuban. They're not all good, though. You want the family recipes, the ones rich in history, the ones that went through trial and error for over five decades. You want Cuban Cooking 101 by Roger Basu. It's an ebook. It's only $9.99. You download the ebook and you start cooking instantly. Cuban Cooking 101. Suck your fingers dry. Good by Roger Basu. So, do you want to change the world together right now? Welcome and thank you for coming to the greatest show on earth. Whether you are here on your own or maybe somebody else told you and forced you to listen to this, I'm happy you're here. Thank you. My name is Magda and I am at Revite. I need you to get a drink before we start. Just put it aside, something you like, coffee. I prefer like some fruit water infused with blueberries. I'm doing apples and water. And just put it to the side. Does everyone have a drink? Okay. I'm a master life coach. I'm 43. I'm divorced and I have a boyfriend. I'm a mother. He is 14. And I come from two great communicators, one who worked on the radio and television for over five decades, and one who worked with Latin American country governments for four decades. So here I am, really shy. I crush goals. I'm a game changer. The buck stops right here. If an obstacle stands in my way, I smash it into pieces and I show it no mercy. I do it with organization, I do it with dedication, and I do it with passion. That's what we're talking about today, is passion. How does a master life coach differ from a life coach? It's simply a certification. Hours of teaching groups and virtual groups of up to 20,000 people at a time. This entitles me to grow businesses, and I have been able to help many local businesses like this. The business itself is irrelevant. It could be a professional firm, it could be a gym, it could be a clothing store. You don't build businesses, you build people, and people build businesses. That's a Zig Ziglar quote, by the way. He's one of my all-time champion heroes. A business has many obstacles, and they hire people like me to come in and squash them through coaching. Do I coach one-on-one privately? Sure thing. Confidentiality is priceless. For information on my life coaching, just go to my website. Now, though, we together, as a group, we're going to make magic happen. We are going to change the world right now. I wonder if you're asking yourself how we're going to do that. I mean, all I've got is a mic. Let me tell you how. Get your drink. Taste it. Does it taste good? What does it taste like? Okay, hold that. Put it to the side. I would like for you to place your hands in prayer position in front of your mouth. And this is a common yoga practice. But for the purposes of right now, just put them in front of your mouth. And together, let's intend to speak kind words to ourselves. Compassionate words. Empowering words. Loving words. That's our intention. Okay. Let's raise that glass together. Go grab it. I'm going to grab my apple infused water. Communication is the answer to all relationships. Communication stops wars. Effective communication is 20% of what you know and 80% of how you feel about what you know. In comes the passion part. I love that word. Listening also takes great skill. Hearing is easy, but active listening takes love. So right now, I'm going to ask you to dig deep, to strip yourself of guile, filter, ego, pride, and cast it out. Cast out the fear. And with a passionate wand, I want you to dismiss the fear and communicate with courage. When you're talking and answering questions to yourself, and the art of question asking is a different podcast altogether, I want you to respond not the way your parents taught you to respond or the way you think you have to respond, but the way you want to. Intuition is what we call it, but it's really your soul, and you should trust it. I want you to write down 5 of your secret passions. Just write them down. Honestly, the real ones. Don't say like higher salary, a lesser tax rate on the 1120, or a badass Maserati, which I wouldn't complain about, but those are common wishes. They're not really passions. So go ahead, write them. Choose wisely. Know that everything that we're talking about is confidential. There's no judgment, no fear, no one's going to laugh. There's no recourse. We all share the same universe and have the same body parts. And really, when you're talking in perfect love, it abolishes all fear. And faith, what it does is it upgrades the jaded. So write what you want to write without fear, with a little faith. I'll raise a glass to that. So grab your drink. I'm going to grab my apple infused water, which is fantastic. I do it with blueberries and strawberries too. I got this from Groupon, by the way, in case you wanted to know. I'm going to give you an example of one of my secret passions, and one that I recently admitted to myself. About 10 months ago, I momentarily lost my freedom, which is a pretty scary thing. I had some time to think about what was valuable. I actually had 31 hours to think about it. Other than the obvious, I searched for passions, and surprisingly, one of them, which was a surprise to me, was smelling flowers. Yep, Magda has a soft side after all. Eureka, who knew? I asked myself why I walked by them daily and why I didn't stop to smell them. I took it for granted. Now, gratitude is a key element to every successful passion you might have is to be grateful for it. I changed that habit immediately as soon as I gained my freedom. And now I hold myself accountable and I do it every single day. Find flower, any flower. Not all of them have that poignant smell, you know, that aroma of a sweet perfume, a gardenia. Some of them don't smell at all. But I take the time to smell flowers. It's bettered my life. It's free. It's easy. Imagine if I practiced that with trading stock, buying real estate, building a business, and of course, the most rewarding, being happy. There's a separate podcast on being happy. So go, read, think, speak. Admit your 5 passions. Okay, so in my case, I have another passion. This one's, it's secret. It kind of scares me. But you know, when you're scared, something epic is going to happen. I have a passion of inventing something revolutionary that will make gazillions of dollars. I really do. I always dreamed of doing that. It's bold. I also have a strong desire to be a fitness model in the 20-year-old category. Did you guys hear me? I'm 43. I also want a second child. I would say those qualify as extremely aggressive passions. I quantify how I'm going to get to achieve those, realize those, make them true. Tomorrow, I could be that sweet flower smeller. You know, passions are never ending. They fluctuate. But it's important to feel passionate about something daily. The beauty is the autonomy. It's the choice. It's the freedom. I'm happy. I'm beautiful. Notwithstanding what my history mandated, what is politically correct, I'm just free to be. So let's talk about the devil. Oh, by the way, religion, separate podcast. The devil wears Prada. Let's call it that. This is not a religious topic. The devil. I have one that sits on my shoulder every time I get ready to go out. I'm not kidding. We do this dance, him and I, or her and I, actually. The do, I look fat part. It's agonizing. The do, I look good part. It's excruciating. I try to lay out what I'm going to look like in my mind. It's a life coach in me. Analyze the issue, make the plan, and attack. But then I quickly realized I've made a partnership with myself. I've decided to enter into a contract with what seems like that little guy, the devil on my shoulder. He's non-existent. For example, it's Monday. I'm about to work out. I work out daily. And my peer group at the gym, it's tough. These women are strong. They're hard. So I enthusiastically put on my new Lululemon leggings, sometimes Athleta, and a sick shirt with a badass saying, oh yeah, it's Monday morning. Now, I'm about to have a wicked work week and I'm excited. Monday is my favorite day, full of new and wonderful possibilities. I put the clothes on and I'm feeling fierce. And then I realize there's a slight chance I could possibly look like a cow. Instead of looking like a fierce bitch, I might possibly look like Petunia the pig. Or perhaps you're going to a place where you want to impress everyone, not the gym. And you wear a high-low. That's the cool way to say a dress that's high in the front and low in the back. It's one of the like latest and greatest fashions. It's good for short people like me. It makes your legs look long and then it drapes in the back. It's hard to dance in though, ladies. Be careful. My high-low is high and low in the wrong places. For men, it's no different. They have things like saddlebags, chicken legs, and the dreaded stretch marks and cellulite. Cellulite is international. Cellulite does not discriminate between genders. It's a skin problem. It's not a fat issue. Boy, does it hurt, that cellulite. When I'm life coaching, I make an agreement with the coachee at the beginning of our engagement. I agree to do this and they agree to do that. It's a beautiful understanding. We sign a document. When I'm getting dressed, I do the same thing. I enter into an agreement with myself. It's taken me 43 years to make a connection with myself, to accept myself. That struggle, it's real. I mean, the scars, the loose skin, the fat. I've got it. You've got it. It's hard. I mean, I'm 5'2", have a number 8 Cuban figure. That's two circles, one on top of another. It's not easy to squeeze into like normal fitting jeans, okay? I also like 6-foot-tall clothing. So I approach this daily task with the same unnerving strength that I do everything with. I'm fearless. I remind myself to be careful with how I talk to myself because I might be listening. Maybe a better option is to choke the chicken. I take that coward in me and I say, butch the fuck up. That's what I say. I cut the tie that binds me to self-doubt, insecurity, and fear. This is when releasing the negativity we keep magnetically can become a lifeline. It can become a line that could save your day every day. I punch that little devil on my shoulder in the face and I beat the shit out of her. Oh yeah, it's a her, the devil wears Prada. Truly, the question is, do I feel beautiful, strong, tall, thin? I just mentally, by myself, detoxed myself. There is no fashion that can make you look hot unless you let go of the toxins that are looking back at you in the mirror. It's taken me a while. But the answer is yes. I'm a rock star. And yes, you can call me Sasha. I wasn't always a Beyonce-like creature. I mean, that lady just exudes passion, strength, confidence. But after I kicked that negative Nancy out of my life, I said, bye. It's a mind switch. It's a shift. It's the same shift that allowed me to be a non-smoker. It's the same shift that allowed me to be an ex-wife. Free. In a safe place. When I kicked that negative Nancy out of my life, I became Beyonce. I want you, for a second, to tap into your own Beyonce. A nanosecond, a glance, a breath, whatever it takes in the morning when you're getting ready. Tap in. Agree with yourself that you are happiness and positive self-image. Beauty is a choice, just like happiness. I choose to look sick in my YSLs, the tributes. That's my favorite shoe. I have them in all colors. There is no greater compliment than the one I give myself. I mean, sure, it's nice to hear you're gorgeous, you're beautiful, you look so pretty from your significant other, of course. And I encourage that from any partner. But the most important compliment is the one you give yourself. I choose to wear white all year long. It's passé. That's not allowed. I choose to young it up because my boyfriend's younger. That's not allowed. That's a separate podcast. My style speaks for me. I am style. I can be still and remain silent and be me. My style speaks. This truly is a secret of beauty, is keep going. Fight through it. Wing that eyeliner. Show that bra strap. Hike that skirt up. To change something in your closet, you have to remove the clutter first and then effect the change. Let your passion in and then create your own fashion. So passion, you can apply it to every aspect of your life. Every day is a fashion show. It's your runway. Wear what you want and be who you are with passion. I have a final and bold request regarding this passion reflected in fashion. And it's whether you passionately choose to be here on your own or whether somebody forced you to listen to this podcast. Remember I said I was grateful. What I'd like you to do for me is, first of all, actually, I'd like you to pull out your phones and follow me on at Revite on Instagram, Facebook, and yada, 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 LinkedIn, all those for the latest and the greatest. And also follow up for the next coaching group. The next one is December 3rd, and the topic is the Fountain of Youth. Now, the reason that we're going to address the Fountain of Youth is because I got a phone call from one of my coachees. And let's call her KS, just so she knows when she's listening that this is for her. She requested it, and I'm paying it forward. This one is going to be a great tips and key session on how to remain youthful looking, straight from the mouth of a Harvard and Yale doctor. Okay? It's the Fountain of Youth. That'll be December 3rd. My request goes like this. I own a marketing firm, and I know it's key to create a brand, an image, and legacy. So my hope is that right now you feel beautiful enough and you did tap into that Beyonce and you did indeed unleash enough passion that you could go into your closet right now and passionately pick an outfit that reflects where you're at right now and try it on. Let's think about it. How do you want to feel right now? Do you feel tall, feel beautiful, glamorous, shy, homely? I want you to put that outfit on. Then I'm going to ask you to channel your innermost diva and strike a passionate pose in front of your phone. I mean, we all have smartphones, I'm sure. Maybe a nice backdrop with your drink in your hand. And my request, it goes like this. Take a pic, snap it, and then tag and hashtag at Revite, me, Magda, at Revite, on any one of the three depositories of social media, Instagram, Twitter, yada, yada, Facebook, whatever, all three, if you feel really passionate. And for the caption, I'm going to ask you to write, I'm beautiful. Tag and hashtag, that's at Revite, and then the little number sign, Revite. Write your name on it. You're going to help me out. You're going to help yourself out. You're going to make yourself feel great. You're going to have fun. And that, there's no shame in that game. So tomorrow when you go to work, do it with passion. When you go to the gym, do it with passion. When you make dinner, do it with passion. When you help your children with homework, make it fun. Do it with passion. When you're driving in the car to pick up your children, sing out loud. Be passionate. If you're going to do it with passion. Thanks for listening. Did you like me? Did you hate me? Tell me why. You can find me at www.atrev-t.com. That means to dare. I dare you to contact me. My phone number is 305-903-7160. I'm on Instagram, R-E-V-E-T-E. I'm on Facebook, A-T-R-E-V-E-T-E, Inc. I'm incorporated. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm everywhere. Contact me.